are kwa le mahlo rapele wena mdimo gana wena mdimo khethele ha na mdimo tsana le wena ha na mdimo halala jala ka wena sa tla pela sa tlo sa ha mdimo gana wena jabana le mahla re fe moya wa ha halalela re thuse mdimo khethele le ntlo la satla so le kene dipelo tsa bana ba ha jabana le mahla re sa poko le hlompho wena kana ke wena re file nyona ya o re tlo tlisa go re tlo bolela boholo ba gago ka Jesu Kriste Morena. A amen. We're going to read from the book of John, chapter 10. Johannes chapter 10, verse 11 to verse 18, and verse 26 to verse 29.
John chapter 11.
Chapter 10, sorry. From verse 11 to 18 and verse 26 to 29. John chapter 10 verse 11 to 18. Ke tla bala ka soto ere. Ke nna modisa ya molemo. Modisa ya molemo o tella dinku tsa hae bophelo ba hae. Mohlanka yeo e seng modisa le monga dinku ka sebele. Ha bona phiri e tla o tlohela dinku a balehe. Mme piri e ditshware e dikgalanye kobane e le mohlanka mme ha tsotelle dinku ke nna modisa ya molemo mme ke tseba dinku tsaka le dinku tsaka di a ntseba tsale ka ha ntate a ntseba le nna ke tseba ntate mme ke telele dinku tsaka bophelo ba ka ke sana le dinku tse ding tseo e seng tsa lethaka lena le tsona e ka gona ke ditlise di tla utlwa lentswe laka mme mohlape o tla ba mong le modisa a be mong ke ka lebaka lena ntate a nthatang gobane ke tlela bophelo baka gore ke tle ke boele ke bofumane ga o yang ka mogang bona empa ke botela ka go rata ke na le tokelo ya go botela ke na le tokelo ya go bofumana gape taelo ena ke amogetse bo ntate 26 to 29 empa ha le dumele goba ha le ba mohlapo wa ka dinku tsa ka di utlwa lentswe la ka ke a di tseba mme di a ntatela ke di fa bophelo bo sa feleng mme ha di keke tsa timela le ka mohla ga o ya tla di kgwebila matsogong a ka ntate ya nneileng tsone o mogolo go botlhe mme ga o ya ka tsebang o di kgwebila matsogong a ntate.
He who is hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is not a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own knows me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, so they will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This I charge I have received from the Father.
Now we read in chapter 9 that God was facing questions, that Jesus was facing questions after he had healed a man who was born blind. After this man who was born blind was healed, the Pharisees called this man to come and explain himself. So they said to him, explain to us exactly how you got to be healed. And this man told them that Jesus is the one who had healed him. But the Pharisees refused to believe that Jesus was the one who did this miracle. They questioned Jesus' miracles. And then later we find that they are questioned whether he was the Messiah who was to come or not. We read in chapter 9 verse 16 that they said, this man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath. They were saying that because Jesus had healed this man on the Sabbath.
In verse 16
as well, they say, how can a man who is a sinner do such signs?
So
they were not questioning only Jesus' healing ministry, but also his messiahship. Now we learn in verse 22 that they had warned people not to refer to Jesus as the Messiah, as the Christ. So where we just read, now we hear Jesus not just teaching people, but actually defending himself, defending the miracle that he had done, and the fact that he was the Messiah. He was proclaiming himself to be the Messiah. Firstly, he says to the man he has just healed, do you believe in the Son of Man? By Son of Man, it's not just referring to the Son of Man as was referred to the prophet. Because we know prophet Ezekiel was referred to as the Son of Man. But when Jesus was saying the Son of Man, he was actually referring to himself as God's Son. So we hear that this man who was healed, he believed in Jesus. He says, who is this Son of Man so I can believe in him? So now where we read, when Jesus says, I am the door of the sheep. And then Luther says, I am the good shepherd. Jesus was not just using a metaphor, but he was likening himself to God. In the Old Testament, we learned that leaders of the people were called shepherds. When Moses asked God for a successor, he said, God, give me this as successor so I can be a shepherd of the people. Ezekiel as well referred to priests as shepherds in Ezekiel
34.
Now we know Apostle Paul says the elders of the church are shepherds who should shepherd the flock of God. Now the Pharisees knew the Old Testament. So they knew exactly what Jesus was referring to when he called himself a good shepherd. That's why after he finished this good shepherd sermon, there was a commotion. We read that the people, they picked up stones to stone him. Now, if he was just using a metaphor, then they would have never to stone him. But they knew that God Almighty is referred to as the Good Shepherd. In Psalm 80 verse 1, God is referred to as the shepherd of Israel, who will lead Israel like a flock. So when Jesus was saying, I am the good shepherd, they quickly went back to that psalm and thought of God, who is referred to as the good shepherd.
So uma uJesu ekhuluma ngokuthi ungumalusi omuhle, babuyela kule bakhumbula leli hubo elithi uNkulunkulu ungumalusi omuhle.
So they also knew that the prophet Ezekiel refers to as the Messiah, to be a shepherd of the people.
Nomprofethi uEzekiel naye bekafanise njengomelusi omuhle oyokulusa izimvu.
In Ezekiel 34 verse 23 he says, I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd.
Ezekiel 34:32 uthi ngiyabanga melusi omuhle oyakuzifunza futhi azigcine.
So here Ezekiel is not referring to our David, but he's referring to one to come from David's lineage.
Abekangakhulumi ke ngoDavide uqobo, kodwa bekakhuluma ngalo ozakuza ovela esizukulwaneni.
So when Jesus says, my Father who has given them to me in verse 29, he's actually referring to Ezekiel, where God appoints a shepherd and he gives this shepherd sheep that he can flock.
So ukhuluma-ke ngalo ayakumnikeza umhlambi abe ngumelusi walo mhlambi.
So Jesus was likening himself to God, but also proclaim himself to be the Messiah. In fact, in verse 25 to 30, we find Jesus responding to a question about whether he is the Messiah. How does he respond? He says, I'm the good shepherd, when they ask him whether he is the Messiah or not.
Uma bembuza ukuthi unguye othenjiswe ukuba uzakuza na, uthi ngingumalusi omuhle.
So in all these texts that we read, we read that Jesus was proving that he is both God and Messiah.
Bekazibonakalisa ukuthi ngingunkulunkulu futhi ngingumalusi.
He was referring to himself as this good shepherd that David refers to in Psalm 23.
Bekazisho njengomalusi lo uDavid esho ngayo athi ngimalusi omuhle.
Now we learn in Isaiah 9 that the Messiah will be God. So Jesus was saying, the Messiah is here and the Messiah is God. Now we read in verse 11, it says, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now when the wolf comes and threatens the sheep, the good shepherd stands between the sheep and the wolf.
Uma impisi iza izohlasela umhlambi, uyazivikela umhlambi wakhe.
Now Jesus took the fires of hell that were threatening to consume us, and like the good shepherd, he gave his life for us.
Usifanisa-ke imililo yesihogo efuna ukushisa umhlambi wakhe, ayifanisa nempisi.
He took the punishment that we deserved and he placed it on himself.
Wathatha ulaka ebelusifanele walibeka kuye.
In Hebrews 7 verse 27 he says, he sacrificed for the sins once for all when he offered himself.
Nithi wathi ngokuzinikela waba ngumhlatshelo opheleleko ngaleso sikhathi.
That's why he's able to say, I am the good shepherd, because he is able to give himself for the sheep.
Isibanga sokuthi angumalusi omuhle kungoba uyakwazi ukuzinikezela emhlambini wakhe.
Now we read that Jesus was not forced or obliged to lay down his life, but he did it voluntarily.
UJesu ke wakwenza ngokuthanda ukuthi anikele ngempilo yakhe, bekungasikho ukucindezela.
He says, no one takes it from me, but I lay down on my own accord.
Uthi ngimina onikela impilo yami, akekho ongayithatha ngaphandle kwemvumo yami.
But why does he give all of his life for the sheep?
Kungani enikela ngempilo yakhe?
Because he is the good shepherd, not the hired servant.
Ngoba ungumalusi omuhle, akusiyo
Now a hired servant did not own the sheep, but was just hired to take care of the sheep. But the good shepherd owned the sheep, and the sheep was his inheritance. That's why he felt that he needed to be able to give his life for the sheep, because the sheep is his. And we read that this sheep was given to him by the Father. So as a good shepherd, he wants to glorify the Father by protecting that which the Father has given him.
So ufuna ukukhazimulisa ubaba ngokuvikela lokhu ubaba amnikele khona.
Now we know that people from the rural areas who have cattle and sheep, they basically turn them as an inheritance.
Siyazi ukuthi abantu abahlala emakhaya imfuyo bayithatha njengento ebayizuzileyo.
So they're basically to protecting that which is very important to their father.
Futhi lokho ekungekwabo bayakuvikela kakhulu.
That's why they are able to lay down into their lives for this sheep.
Kungako bayakwazi ukuthi bandlale izimpilo zabo ngenxa yalezi.
But we find again that Jesus loved this sheep.
If you
don't love the sheep, you won't give your life for it. If you have 100 sheep and one is lost, but you don't love that one, you can just let it go.
You
can just say, no, it's fine, I still have
99.
But if you love all your sheep, you will make sure that even that one, you go and give your life for it to protect it and rescue it. That's why in John 15:13 it says, greater love has no one like this, that someone lay his life for his friends. So when this good shepherd stands between the wolf and the sheep, it shows just how valuable the sheep is to the shepherd. So the fact that Jesus laid down his life for us show us just how valuable we are to him. This is a true test of the love that Jesus Christ has for the church. So we can never want more evidence for Jesus to prove just how much he loved us. So this is the ultimate proof of Jesus' love for the church. Now we hear that the hired servants run away when the wolf comes. Because the sheep is not his. Nor does he love the sheep. But this good shepherd, Jesus Christ, he gave his life for us on the cross at Calvary. Now we are saved today because of this sacrifice that he did for us. Now we hear that Christ's death has given us the life. Not just life, but eternal life. Then we hear he says that my sheep, I know my sheep and my sheep knows me. This means that so not all people are his, but there are those that are his and he knows them. And those that are not his, he will say to them on Judgment Day, I never knew you. It says in Matthew 7, verse 23, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Now we live in days when everybody claims to be of Christ. Everybody claims to know Christ and to be known of Christ. But Christ says, my own know me. Now those of Christ, how do they know him? They listen to his voice. Now, when the voice of God says, repent and believe in me, they hear, they listen to this voice. Now, until we hear this man who was healed from his blindness said, I believe, Lord. But the Pharisees refused to believe. Now, this just gives the reason why they refused to believe in verse
26.
He says, you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. Now, he gives a cause and an effect. Now it says the reason why they don't believe is because they are not part of his flock. Now people believe that they are part of Jesus' flock because they are believe, but it's basically the other way around. You believe because you are part of Jesus' flock. If you are not part of this flock, you will not believe like the Pharisees did not believe. Now then we learn that Christ is the one who enables you to believe. That's why it says you cannot come to the Father unless he draws you to him. Now those of Christ will believe. Even those who are not yet believing, they will believe. That's why he says, I have other sheep that not of this fold, and I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So when we go out to go and evangelize, we are actually using this voice to accord to those who are of his sheep, but are not yet part of this fold. So now we know that to those who are not of his flock will not believe. But we go there for those who are part of his sheep, but not yet part of this fold. Now, it doesn't mean that we are pessimistic, when we say that all believers, all non-believers will not be saved. But we know that Christ has his own sheep. And then there are goats that live amongst the sheep. And the goats will never believe because they are not part of his sheep. But we can know which one is sheep and which one is goat, but he knows them. But the sheep, when they hear the voice, they will know the shepherd is calling them and they will believe. So that should be an encouragement for us when we go out to go and evangelize, that the sheep will hear the voice. Now Jesus says, I give them eternal life and they will never perish and no one will snatch them out of my hands. Now, when you believe in Christ, you have eternal life. Now we explain that eternal life is life that you owe, that doesn't have a start and doesn't have a beginning.
It
doesn't have an end. It doesn't have a start, it doesn't have an end. That's eternal. So that means that the power of hell doesn't have any jurisdiction over you. It means that the great shepherd will see you through. That's why Christ says, no one will snatch them out of my hands. Meaning that he will be able to protect you. He will be able to see you through your whole life. Now we read in Jude 24 to 25, it says, now to him who's able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. Now the good shepherd does not lose any of his sheep. He does not lose that which the Father gave him. That's why when Jesus prays for the church in John chapter 17, he says, I pray for them, Lord, and I know that you will keep them. If this good shepherd was failing to protect the sheep, then he can never be declared to be a good shepherd. That's why we do not believe that a believer has to worry that somehow he will lose his faith in Christ. To suggest that Jesus can lose those who are his is a blasphemy,
insulting.
Now the good shepherd says, no one can snatch them out of my hands. Because my Father is greater than all. Are you his sheep today? Have you believed in him? Or are you like the Pharisees who failed to believe in him because they were not part of his sheep? Now the proof that until you are part of his sheep is the fact that you do believe. The fact that until when the word is being preached to you and you are able to comprehend it and believe proves that you are part of the sheep. Do you listen to his voice speaking to you and calling you to repent and believe
in him?
We hear the Pharisees refused to repent because they were not part of his flock. Now Jesus tells us that there are two kinds of people. He says they are sheep and they are goats. Now he tells us into the end of both the sheep and the goat. In Matthew 25, he says, on judgment day, the good shepherd will separate the sheep from the goat. Now, when you go to churches today, there's a mixture of goats and sheep in the church. Not all who are in the church are sheep. There are goats as well. But you are not always able to distinguish between sheep and goats. You will see goats causing trouble in the church. But the sheep, you will see that they will always obey the word of God. They will always to live a godly life. Now he says, the good shepherd will say to the sheep, first he will separate the sheep and the goats and put the sheep on the right hand side and the goats on the left hand side. And he will say to the sheep, come you who are blessed by my father, inherit the of the world.
So
the sheep is being promised eternal life. The good shepherd will see the sheep through. And he calls the sheep blessed by my father. And he said the sheep will inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So the father has prepared this kingdom from the beginning of the world.
So Baba ulungisile lo mbuso kusuka umhlaba udalwa.
And the sheep will enter to this kingdom. And we heard last week that this shepherd is the door of the sheep. So this sheep will enter through him into this kingdom. They will not enter in any other way but through this door, which is the shepherd. So this shows that there's no other way that a man can be able to get to this kingdom of God without this great shepherd, Jesus Christ. That's why we should never be ashamed to proclaim that Jesus is the only way to our salvation. Now we live in days where people don't want to offend others by proclaiming Jesus to be this door of the sheep. So now they go and proclaim many doors for the sheep. But there's only one door, and that's this great shepherd, Jesus Christ. That's why we know that Muslims cannot enter this kingdom of God. Muhammad is unable to be this door of the sheep. He's unable to be this good shepherd. They are lost if they do not believe that they need Jesus Christ as this door of the sheep. Now he says, and this is what will happen to the goats. He says, depart from me, you cast into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. First we hear that this great shepherd is the one who will deal with the goats. He will give the goats their just punishment. And he says their punishment is this eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And he says they are cursed. Now how can you know if you are not a goat, if you are a goat? If you are God, you will not believe this message we preach to you. But if you are sheep, you will believe in this message that we
are preaching.
You will make Christ to be your joy, to be your delight. This is why every week we call on people to repent and to believe the gospel of
God.
If you are sheep, you will repent, you will believe in the gospel
of God.
And this Jesus is the only door to this kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for this word, Lord. We thank you that you can share with us this marvelous word, Lord. That you are the good shepherd, Lord. That no one can snatch any one of yours out of your hands, Lord. That you are greater than all. That, Lord, you will see us through, Lord. We thank you that we believe, Lord. We thank you that we are part of your flock. We thank you, Lord, that we did not choose ourselves to be part of our flock, but you chose us. That's why we believe, Lord. We pray, Lord, for those who are not of this flock yet, Lord, but they are part of your sheep. We pray, Lord, that when your voice goes out to them, that they may believe, Lord, that they may come and be part of this flock, Lord, that they may be one sheep and one shepherd. We pray this, O Lord, in the glorious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.